Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
This week, we will begin the very critical process of hearing from constitutional experts to really lay out the ground for impeachment of the president. So as we from the intelligence community committee turned over that report to judiciary, we still have a lot of work to do.
And we know the witnesses for Wednesday's hearing will be legal experts on impeachment. Any sense of how many future hearings your committee will hold? And do you expect any fact witnesses to be called or recalled from the intelligence committee's proceedings?
Well, we have not really made the decision on future hearings or future witnesses yet. I think our main focus right now is to have the president and his counsel, who you know are given the same privileges as President Nixon and President Clinton had, to participate and engage in this impeachment process, even to the point of if we have any executive sessions on the Judiciary Committee, they're invited to participate. So we are certainly hoping that the president, his counsel, will take advantage of that opportunity. If he has not done anything wrong, we're certainly anxious to hear his explanation of that.
Have you gotten any indication the White House will be involved or the counsel?
We have not. As you may know, Chairman Nadler sent a letter. I know they've been in conversations with the White House and counsel, but they sent a letter just again inviting the president, making sure that he and his counsel are aware of the opportunities to fully engage and participate in this process. We are certainly hoping that he will, as I said.
This is amazing. I'm still full. I'm not agile yet. I'm still full. I'm still eating. And it's December. Everybody, stop eating. Stop it now. Because here come the diet commercials, right? Because of what we just did. Because of what we just did. Well, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope you fought about normal things. I hope you fought about the money. I hope you fought about football. I hope you fought about fantasy football. I hope you fought about whether or not red zone is for people with ADD. I mean, I hope you had normal fights because this country is so split down the butt crack that 53% of Republicans believe that Donald Trump is the better president than Abraham Lincoln. Honest Abe. Honest Abe, they believe Abraham Lincoln, 53% of Republicans, is a better president than Honest Abe. They also believe that that Trump is a better president than Dwight Eisenhower. 65% say Trump is a better president than Dwight Eisenhower. Do you really want to be fighting with those people with knives on the table? I say no. I say no, especially if you saw my table, there was wine on it. Not that I imbibed. I did not imbibe because I was the designated driver for Loretta. Yeah. But, you don't want to have knives on the table. You don't want to have alcohol on the table when this is the situation. How are you going to argue with somebody who thinks that 71% of America thinks that Donald Trump is a better president than Dwight Eisenhower, or 65% think he's better than Eisenhower, 53% think he's better than freaking Lincoln? I mean, this is crazy. You know, here's what this survey said. 71% claimed Trump was a better president than H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. All right, I'm part of that. Not really. I mean, I just think they all sucked. I mean, where was the option to check off? They all sucked. Where was the option to check off? Why did they go into Iraq in the first place? And what is Trump doing guarding oil in Syria? Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, 8 in 10 Republicans, 80%, think Trump was a better president than Gerald Ford, who was president for like 5 seconds and pardoned Richard Nixon. 86% say he's better than Richard Nixon. The only exception with Republicans, Ronald Reagan. He's there. He's the Jesus. Donald Trump is the prodigal son. No, the prodigal son is Jesus. I'm a Jew. Leave me out of that. Moses? I don't know. But 6 in 10, 60% say Reagan was better than Donald Trump. I mean, you cannot argue with people like this. You just can't. And they are unified in their stubbornness. And I'm not just talking about the people on the ground. I'm talking about the people who should know better. This is a sick propaganda situation. America has never seen this before in my lifetime. Okay. And it's not a short lifetime. So that's saying a lot, right? But tonight at 6 o'clock, here's what's going to happen. Tonight at 6 o'clock, it's Monday, everybody. It's the Monday after the gorge. It's the Monday after the feast. It's the Monday after you stuffed yourself silly, laid on a couch, fell asleep with Red Zone on, and your relatives just said, I'm out, right? And just somehow moseyed on off. It was very peaceful at my house, I must say. But tonight at 6 o'clock, the Intelligence Committee is going to release the Ukraine report. They're going to release their findings after they had spoken to 17 witnesses. Now, they called a whole bunch, we saw a whole bunch, but they spoke to 17 witnesses. So tomorrow, I believe there will be a vote on whether or not to endorse Adam Schiff's Intelligence Committee. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.